Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bang! Bang! Line of death!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it is crossover time. It is a Friday. It is 1:50. Crossover sponsored by ATCO Pest Control. If rodents make it inside during winter, January is when they settle in. Chewed wires, droppings, and scratching sounds are signs they're already there. ATCO Pest Control handles removal and long-term prevention. Take action now at atcopestcontrol.com and mention you heard about ATCO Pest Control on the What's Bugging You segment, or that you hear it on 95.7 The Game, quite frankly, which is maybe the only place you hear it. But that's why it's stuck. Anyway, get 10% off. Mention Odyssey. Mention 95.7 The Game. Mention the segment. This mention the Hegan. Mention any host. 10%. What's up, guys?
You went long with that.
Yeah,
that's a first.
A bonus what read.
What a dibs to settle in.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Now, get some elbow.
Evan got my ear. Yeah. What's he doing?
I apologize for being a little bit late, but I was walking in, and I looked to my right, and there was a baby in the building. And you know me, Steiny. I got baby fever, so I had to go over and meet baby Ava, who's 9 months old.
Whose is it?
I don't know the mom.
Oh.
I mean...
And you went talking to the baby? Stranger danger.
Yeah, dude, creepier by the minute.
The baby was with the mom. The baby was with the mom. And so I just went over and I was like, your baby is gorgeous. And I had a, you know, 30 seconds of like baby fever. Because whatever. You know me, Steiny. I love babies. And I'm like the sports radio Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
I'm the sports radio Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Him and Evan haven't seen Casino. We brought that up.
Godfather.
You've not seen Casino?
I've seen it. I've seen 5 to 10 minutes at a time.
That's a hundred times in my life. That's a no.
Wait, but why? Like, did it not hold your attention? Did you fall asleep?
Evan says it's too long.
You know what?
It is long.
It's almost three.
Yeah.
It's funny. I like all the other ones. I love Goodfellas. I love
Goodfellas is better than
the Godfather series.
Yeah, the Casino is not those.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Casino's solid. But if you're going to compare it to Goodfellas. Yeah.
No, you can't. I mean,
okay,
Ginger.
Goodfellas is, I mean, you could put it top 10 all time. You could put it top 5. It's for sure top 20. Unless you don't watch movies. But Pesci doing those types of things.
Yeah,
he's
the man.
Burying people in the desert. Yeah. It's going to be a yes for me.
Goodfellas, I think, is a like see it 15 to 20 times.
Yeah, 30.
Casino, I'm going to put the over under at 1.5.
Yeah, 5 to 7.
I'm a 2.
But I'm with Steiny. Like, if it comes on. If it comes on and the baby's asleep and my wife's watching The Real Housewives or whatever, I'm going to give it 20 to 30.
I got you.
Well, in that scenario, hell, I'd watch infomercials under that scenario.
No doubt.
Yeah. I feel like Casino's the movie that I've seen the most of, but never heard a word because it's like up on the old TBS at 3 o'clock.
That's
and for
good.
Some reason it was on the bar at a back... Without the volume, I don't know.
Insomnia or whatever.
Exactly.
TBS and TNT. What the hell would we have done through the years without them?
Man.
They're always there when you're like, I'm out of options. Like, I don't want to commit to 2 hours. Nothing's on. It's a weird hour. Let's go to TBS and TNT and see what they're doing.
I wouldn't have as much of an appreciation for Dale Murphy and Bob Horner. And here's Rafi.
Skip
Thank Karen. You. Because in the 80s, the Superstation, it's like, oh, the Braves are at whatever.
Johnson.
You know? I mean,
the one thing I remember
Bruce
about
Lee, Benedict 2-1.
That's a 4. Wow, that's really
Skip
good.
Oh,
a little Kermit in that, but that was good.
And this will be a little lesson for the kids. You know, when I was growing up, I grew up outside Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But you couldn't watch every Phillies game. They weren't on. They were probably on 30 times a year.
Probably true for most teams.
Yeah. Right.
And Cubs were in the union. We got WGN.
So my bigger question is, why did I see this WGN and New York had one, KPIX? Why did I watch more? I watched more Yankee and Cub games than Phillies games. Yeah.
And out here, it was Braves.
Oh, like, was it? We had TVS too. A little bit less.
And they mix in some Hawks.
I'm getting more Chris Chambliss than Will Clark.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Chambliss and Horny and Raffy. Yeah.
What are we doing?
Like, I saw Barry's first at bat on WG.
Claudel Washington. Yes. All them dudes.
All that. Bruce Benedict behind the dish. It's funny you say that, Steiny, because my brother Mike, Mikey 2.0, called me like 2 weeks ago, and he's like, yeah, I found a scorebook of Dad's, our father, who played basketball at College of Marin, and apparently there was like 4 pages left open in the back, and my brother Mike's like, yeah, I went through it, and there was a game that you kept score of Mark Aguirre playing for DePaul in 1979.
So Final Four?
Damn.
I would wake up, and I would go down and sit in my cardboard box, and I'd dig out my pencil, and I'd keep score of games.
Wow.
Terry Cummings. I was a big Raymeyer fan.
That was before the DePaul Final Four.
Yeah, DePaul.
Right. Cummings, Aguirre, and my brother was like, yeah, you know, I mean, from an early age, you were like super into it. So, yeah. Anyway.
And you couldn't even find one of those scoring books now.
No.
I mean, you could, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, if you search for really old people at a baseball game,
is that where
there's still a few left. They're sitting there. They got headsets on. They got pencils, number two pencils, and they got their scorebook out.
Where are you watching the game?
Dying breed.
What you doing for the big? You and Dibs. I know where Stani's at.
Yeah, no. Lovely Christy and I are going to turn this into a little getaway. We're going to go to a favorite spot because the juju is good.
Look at romance in the stone.
Is it the hat? Are you repping the hat?
It's going to be the hat. It's going to be the hat.
Yeah. And, so you're going there.
It's a reservation. It's a reservation.
What a crazy coincidence.
Well, no. Like, I don't know if I'll wear this. I don't know if I'll wear this hat. That day, this hat today is, again, just good juju.
There it is.
It's good juju.
How about you, Dan?
Set it all up.
I'll be heading back from Marin, so I'll probably catch the first half of the first quarter in the car, right. And then I'll be yacked in at home.
So you'll be hearing Papa?
No, Guy Haberman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he was one and done. Papa did it last week.
Yeah, he was one and done, and my sources tell me that they didn't score a touchdown, so he's out.
No, look at you.
I mean, it's disingenuous and untrue.
I don't know if the big fella's going to be open or not. I got to believe he will be.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Day to day.
Because you could...
I mean, I could kind of gravy train, although...
You got to get a pass, though.
My lovely wife already hit me with the parameters text, because I'm leaving at 10.
Oh, parameters?
Well, like, what time are you coming home?
Yeah.
Was the thing.
How about the answer is there's a Niner-Eagle playoff game, and
everything... You'll see me when you see me.
Yeah. She knows.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get it if it's outside the parameters of that game. You're not expected to be doing stuff in the backyard during this game, are you?
No, I'm not doing stuff, but I mean, if she has plans, can I be home by myself watching the game? Absolutely. As opposed to, I go to the big fellas, and now I'm home at 5:45, and let's go to Dibs, half in the bag, and where's your car?
No, I had to Uber.
So I spent 48 on an Uber, and I mean, we had to stop halfway because your boy had a tummy ache.
I'm not saying go get wasted somewhere else and then work your way home slowly. I'm just like, she going to make plans during the Niner playoff game? Great. Let's drink.
Not plans per se, but, you know, she's been to the big fellas. Actually, she's seen the activity up close and personal, and so she knows if I go there.
I get that part.
The likelihood of what goes on. So, and anyway, I'm a big fan of, like, let me just get home and yak in.
That's fair.
And my daughter's going to be taking a nap, and she'll wake up with her Bang Bang Niner gang, and then, you know, we'll watch the second half, and we'll hope that things go our way.
I get it. And I know that, like, we do this for a living, and so I lean too far in the direction of, like, I get mad at people when they make plans during moments like this. Like, I used to make fun of my mom because my mom would buy, like, show tickets, you know, like, 2 months in advance.
Ugh.
And then during a Niner playoff game, my poor dad is like, I'm going to put a collared shirt on, and now we're going to we're going to go to the Masonic during the Niner Cowboy. And I'm like, Mom, you got it, like, January. You have to, if the Niners are 9-5 in November, don't do that. Like, you got to know the weekends in January. Can't do that. Same thing, with, like, you've ended up at kids' birthday parties.
This is a
Just
in regular season games, though.
All right, fine.
Like week 9 against whatever, Tennessee,
and,
fine.
And I know I'm wrong.
One or two a season.
I know I'm wrong. Like, I know I know the world doesn't revolve around that, but that's the way my brain works. Is like,
I get it.
Can you just be
aware?
You're
a teenager.
Right. Well, yeah. Be aware of what people are doing when you schedule stuff like
Cristiano
that.
Cristiano turned 3, and they rented out Encore Gym in San Ramon. It was a big deal.
Okay.
And, you know, so I went, and we were bouncing on trampolines, and Mila's doing somersaults. And,
well, when was that?
It was about a 2:30 tip, and the Niners were playing at like 1 o'clock. So, you know.
But a regular season game.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
My best friend, one of them, 49er Frankie, story, he's called the show, diehard Niner fan. I was at the wedding, his wedding vows.
No.
He would not participate in anything family during a Niner game. And those vows were
in the vows.
I love that.
No, I do too. Like, I heard
that's,
it. So,
that's who you're
shout
marrying.
Shout out Katarina.
If you pick that Kaskin, person and that person says that up front.
In the vows.
Then that's how it is.
Like, pretty damn. Good.
That's a prenup right there.
Like, yeah.
That's a strong
She's
prenup.
She's allowed to turn around and walk out if she wants. But if you say Stoddy, yes,
that's what I said, then that's the deal. I mean,
that's the deal.
It's true story. I was there.
I have no problem with it. In a perfect world, you know, maybe instead of. So, wait, this wasn't a prenup. It was what he said at the wedding.
They had an understanding.
I'd like to think, Katarina, you know, you could have made that understanding without
putting it in there,
announcing it to everybody.
Katarina, you know. I love you 348 days a year.
No, that's his daughter, but his wife is Patty.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Patty.
Have you guys ever seen the old movie Diner?
I think that's the sitcom when I
takes
hear
place
Diner.
In Baltimore. Yeah. And it's a group of guys, and they're just monster sports fans. They're in their young 20s, and one of them's getting married, but he wasn't going to marry her until she passed the Baltimore Sports Trivia quiz.
That was Levinson who directed that.
That's
Barry
correct.
Levinson.
Yeah.
And, I had the joy of teaching both of his kids PE in Ross,
come
including
on.
Sam Levinson, who went on to make that sexy kids love it show about young people hooking up.
L.A.?
Every show,
American?
No, Granny, you
dude,
remember
that's
that
my show.
Is it an HBO show?
Tell me you watch.
Sam Levinson, I think.
My kids watch it. I used to watch it.
Came out of like 2000, or 2020, Spencer. Rather. I'll come up with it. Nah. Anyway.
All right, time for... So I realize I'll do it again. All right, time for the What's Bugging You segment. If rodents make it inside during winter, January is when they settle in. Chewed wires, droppings, and scratching sounds are signs they're ready and they're there. ATCO Pest Control handles removal and long-term prevention. Take action now. ATCO Pest Control. Mention you heard about ATCO on 95.7 The Game. 10% off. Simple as that. Who's going first?
Well, I have two things. So let me go first because mine is, I was actually sitting here trying to think about how to go about saying that Philadelphia sports fans bug me. But it feels played out. And also I'm like, actually, you didn't get to me, Philly sports fan.
No?
No. Lucas put out a clip of me earlier this week saying I've been to the link for 2 Cowboy Eagle games. That's true fact. I've been there. Is it a great environment? Are they passionate sports fans? Duh, we all know these things. They're just not as scary as they think they are. They don't have the effect on an outcome of a game that they like to think, but that's fine. Sports fans do, to a certain degree, live in a fantasy land. That got put out on social media. It's been picked up by Philly fan sites. I've had more vile stuff said to me in the last 3 days. But again, it's an old story. They do this every year. And so I wanted to say you're bugging me, but actually what I want to say you didn't get to
Wow.
me. This is a played out, and your stupid threats on social media and all the DMs you sent
Did they come for
of
you,
Will?
Of
course.
Oh, man.
I mean, you're entertaining, you're lame, like, get a life, and you, like, whatever. And then the other thing I wanted to say was rainforest.
Okay.
Rainforest.
I may have changed.
That is great.
Which
you remember.
Can, but that was...
Does he remember?
Yeah, that was the key
I
word.
Do remember.
So. I was supposed
Thank
to tell
you, very
you right
much.
Now. Yeah,
I appreciate
great
that.
Great call, Will.
The rainforest one was going to be, Evan does this thing, but I was like, don't get on Evan. So then I was thinking, just say people like Evan who do this.
And well,
it was
that's
about,
too late.
It was about the coffee stirrers. The coffee stirrers.
The plastic ones or the wooden ones?
No, the wooden ones. Yeah.
They're under my chair every day.
Because I don't use one. I use two or three. And he's like giving me this crap from 30 years ago about the Amazon rainforest.
Oh, boy.
Almost accusing me of being non-environmental. You got to be kidding me. Anyway, that's not even my gripe.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We need a second one because Mark did what's not bugging him. So we need actually a second thing that's actually bugging someone.
Really good.
All right, a lot of things not bugging me.
So listen.
Typically.
The mayor of San Francisco's, he's working hard, doing a nice job.
Lori.
He's doing a nice job.
Danny.
Very well liked.
Things are ascending. I think that's obvious. But he pops up on my social media so much that I realized at one point he was saying San Francisco's back. And, you know, as the son of two English teachers, I'm saying not really. We're on the way back. We're not back. Like, you don't celebrate at halftime. I want Lori to channel his inner Kobe Bryant when the Lakers were up 2-0 and they said to him, Kobe, you don't seem happy. And he said, job's not finished. Is the job finished? Job's not finished. Be like Kobe. Lori.
I like it. Yeah, it's not finished, and it's things are getting better, but you know, we walk from the old building to the new building every day, and the walk home is a little bit different than the walk here.
Wow.
And you encounter a little bit more of the old SF than you do on the way here, and so, yeah, I'm pulling for you, Lori, and let's get some of these, I don't know, vacant buildings reopened with reasonable rents, but that's neither here nor there.
I mean, for example, I'll probably walk to Chase tonight up 3rd Street.
From here?
Yeah.
But people want to know what sent you over the top for that rain.
Down 3rd.
Nah, that's a longer story.
See, I know, and I want you to say it.
Here's my point. The walk down 3rd will be different than the walk back up 3rd, if you walk back up 3rd.
Gotcha.
So, you know, things are always different. I'll go quick. It's it kind of plays with, you know, Atco. And for me, it's ants in the shower. And first of all...
No. What?
We have ants under our house. We all do. And so when it rains, the ants don't like the rain. And so they go north, or in this case, they go up into your house. And so I go to take a shower, and now we've got ant activity. And I look in the bathroom, and, you know, my daughter's like, Daddy, you know, ants. And I'm like, there's 5 of them. And I know ants very well. The ants that you see initially, they're the ones who are looking.
Scouts.
They're scouts. Yes. Thank you. They're looking for food. And when they get food, they're going to run back and tell their friends, guess what? We got a couple of granules of sugar. We're coming for you. But I don't need you in my shower. And my shower happens to have one tiny little corner where there's a little crack. There's not enough caulk.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Wow.
I knew it.
C-A-U-L-K.
You know, Janine, you obviously need a caulker. Yeah.
Thank you. Joe Caulker.
That's a 3.
It's a 5, but you don't know the reference. Anyway, all you ants, get out of my shower, because what happens is I turn on the water, and now I have to drown you before I get in. Anyway.
All right. Mine's nothing, but it's Wild Card Weekend is upon us. It starts tomorrow, and I'm mad because Sunday we got 3 games. It used to be Super Wild Card Weekend, and Monday I'll be happy, but Saturday, tomorrow, I'm not. We should have a 10 o'clock game, but that game could have been Texas-Pittsburgh, but that's Monday night. I just hate that we don't get 3-3. I want 3 Saturday, and I want 3 Sunday. I get 3 Sunday, but I only get 2 starting at 1:30 tomorrow. It bugs me. Like, but then Monday, I'll be happy, Stein, exactly, we got a game tonight, but I do want 3-3.
I'm not, like, no, I'm looking at you kind of quizzical because I haven't thought about this, like, which I would rather.
Give me football all day. Like, when you go to Vegas for the NCAA tournament, you got it 9 or 12. What? Come on.
If 2 games aren't enough for you Saturday to get that 1 on Monday, I can't help you.
I also think, like,
I need more than football, man.
There's a little window in there tomorrow morning where you could go do something with your life.
Well,
meaning, like,
I go to gym early.
Right. Get something done. I don't know. Pay attention to our family.
Right.
And then by 1:30.
I'm telling on myself, no, I
but
guess.
You're right. Like, I get it, but come Monday.
I'll be studying what you got.
Because I'm like, let's have football every day. Can I ask you, the more days there's football, the better
that's
day.
Me. Can I ask you a serious question?
No, seriously.
Dead serious.
All right.
Well, let's take Sunday, for example. There's three games, right?
The
Warriors play at night.
Yeah, they do.
Are you seriously? Are you telling me, like, when's the first game? 10?
10.
He's in the lab.
So at 10 o'clock, you're watching the game. Hold on.
Gotcha.
In a location in the lab.
Yeah.
And then.
I won't be done.
For like 11 hours till 9 or 10-ish. Like, how many times do you leave the room? Come on.
Oh, I'll go for get air, walk, backyard, take a what break,
okay,
whatever
you like
I do.
Pause it.
Never pause, but halftime.
Yeah.
But what I do to do that, I had an OG tell me this, I go get my workout in early for what I'm about to be the bump on the pickle.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Ontario Smith with the Wizenator.
No, from Sacramento. He's from Sac.
Yeah, he was a Minnesota Viking. So you could just go straight up, like, attach and, you know, get a basin and just let it flow that way. And the one, and it's an alleviation sensation, too, is what it is. But
maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once they get a revisit of the CBA and they go to 34 or 36 teams, they'll go to 16 playoff teams.
Wow.
And then you'll get your 8 playoff games in a weekend.
You'll get just get some stretching in.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. A little stretching.
7 in the morning tomorrow.
Walk around the block. Yeah. What do I care about fitness? Watch the game however you want.
You think more teams are coming?
Oh, yeah.
See, I thought more games are coming before more teams
and
are coming.
And I'm with you. What cities would get NFL teams right now?
You would look at maybe Portland, for one. I do think that you would want to go to Steiny's future home, Canada.
How are you redoing divisions?
Dibs, I don't know. I'm with you.
36. Well, you go 34 first, you go 36, and you go 9 with 4, and then you get 9 division winners and stuff.
Isn't even including the teams they want to put in Europe? At some point,
eventually,
it's
got to
be NFL Europe.
And it could be Mexico City. It could be, that makes more sense than Europe first,
right,
honestly.
True.
Even
that's
36,
true.
Are you sticking 2 in one conference and 2 in the other?
Probably, yeah.
And are some divisions going to have 5 teams?
No, you would have, you would have 9 with 4, and then you'd have the international division. I'm just totally spitballing here, but
I don't know.
I think expansion and more games and more everything is coming. And like you're saying, your dream, which is let's play every day, I think that's also coming.
I love it, Will.
They've proven that they can do it.
I mean, the
Thursday,
Wednesday, remember COVID? We had Wednesday, Tuesday.
Yep.
People were just like, right? It's like the Mac in college. Just... Right?
Let's go.
How about 2 o'clock on a Wednesday? Let's
and college
play.
Has already given up. Like last night, semifinal one. Tonight, Grandy's beloved Oregon is
I
about
can't
to
wait
get,
for that
they're
game.
About
Good
to
luck,
get motorboated
Grandy.
On a Friday night.
Mendoza! Grandy's wearing green
Look
heading
at
into a Niner Eagle game.
He's
I'm upset
truly
about
nervous.
It.
I can appreciate it.
No, he is. He's super nervous.
File this under
the war game tonight.
Yeah, file this under who cares. But I wonder if Portland could make it happen. Because it's already like Seahawks country up there.
Portland should have baseball.
No doubt about it.
I don't know about football.
Yeah, the thing is, with their 32 teams, it's like, what's the biggest market without an NFL team right now?
Oakland.
Las Vegas.
That's an interesting question.
That's a thought.
I see what you did.
I was holding on to that one. Yeah. I was holding on to it.
What's the biggest market without
an NFL team?
John, why don't you try
Louis?
Your answer?
I don't know the metrics, but that would be one of them.
Yeah, and they can go there for like 9 years and then move somewhere else. I mean, that would work. San Diego would be another one, honestly.
San Diego, don't.
No, but as far as market size without a team.
Yeah, but don't.
John
don't bring
Jefferson.
That up again. Good Lord.
Keller
that's layered with all kinds of stuff. San Diego.
Yeah, we said Toronto.
Yep.
Thanks a lot. Vancouver.
Yeah. Calgary.
All right. Guys, have a great weekend. Should be a lot of fun
Sunday.
You didn't
tell him you're going to the Warrior game.
Yeah, I'm going to the Warrior game.
Yeah, he mentioned it. He's walking down third.
Oh.
Are you gonna
I got to now.
Go between. Do the two GMs need to talk tonight?
Oh no! For a trade.
Kings Warriors.
Okay.
Do they need to talk?
Take this at face value.
27.
Take this at face value.
I will.
I hadn't even thought of that. I'm taking my daughter before she gets back to London.
Okay, I believe you.
Remember, I did the dinner last night.
Yeah.
Girls
now,
only.
Oh, dinner.
So now I'm like,
dinner.
Yeah.
Interesting. Forget the dinner for now.
Right.
But will you go to the ship and then down?
No.
No ship today.
I'm 1.8 miles from Chase. I'm going to start making my way there.
You're not going to go the wrong way.
No, yeah. Exactly.
I like your chances of the lark early. You're larking it early.
But he's out there with no phone. Two days with no phone.
Yeah, no phone.
What happened?
It just stopped charging and...
Whoa.
So it's not by choice.
So no. Your iPhone stopped working?
I tried to sell it.
I can't... Like, I can go onto my computer and get my messages, but I don't think from you I can. I think it's... Like, I can still text on my computer.
If this was 7 years ago, it'd be a problem, but we don't text anymore. And now, if you do your Where's My iPhone, it shows up in a cemetery.
I know where it is. It just doesn't work.
I need to get him in touch with Abe's friend Pierce. Did I tell you guys this story on the air of what happened? Remember the whole thing?
You better sit back down. His story is
27.
I'll make it as quick as possible. Yeah. Just listen to this.
Gotcha.
The Fisher, do you guys remember us talking about the Fisher concert? Do you even know who Fisher is? You remember that?
It was a zoo and a DJ.
Exactly right. Okay.
Hey, John.
The shortest version of the story. One of the dudes in my son's traveling party left his wallet at home, lost his phone in the Uber.
Ooh.
Okay? No phone, no wallet, no friends. He gets separated.
Yeah.
He lives in Orange County. He's visiting. He's at the Moscone Center. And he goes, I just have to walk back to Mill Valley from the Moscone Center. And he doesn't know.
The Moscone Center.
Well,
he walks across the Golden Gate Bridge.
He isn't, as it turned out, in a cop car, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boop, boop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boop, boop.
No idea where he's going, leaves from the Moscone Center
and
tries to walk to Marin.
Struggling.
So you could do that. And if you do it wrong enough, you'll get a police escort to the game tonight.
And if that happens, I can't wait to hear about it on Monday.
On 95.7, the game.
Thanks, I am. I'm a good fan.
That was nice.